A mighty wind stretches out from heaven and comes down as power that shakes the earth. Here is the will of God Almighty, all-powerful with a strong authority and dominion. In our midst is a man who walks with God, a man with a mandate from heaven, sent to preserve, to prosper, and to align the lives of God's children towards rulership and enthronement. As a nation set on a hill that cannot be hidden, so is the limitless child of God. For we are privileged to hear God's voice in this generation by the spirit of prophecy that establishes and plants the agenda of God upon the earth. You are listening to Limitless Worship Fellowship with Prophet Ronnie Kapwama. For indeed, mountains melt before us like wax.
Hallelujah. Now there was a day, in the book of Judges when the Lord said, when the Spirit of God said, you know, some of you want us to say the Bible, it's the Spirit of God, said, when they cried unto the Lord, because is it the, you know, the Midianites or whatever, those Midian guys, when they cried, is it that? And the children of Israel, which is you, cried out to the Lord. Hallelujah. Saying, we have sinned against you, because we have both forsaken our God and served the Baals. I want where he says that, and then he sent them a prophet. Where it says, then he sent them a prophet. Thank you, Jesus. When they cried, slavery was the order of the day. Now slavery in a way of, you know, bondage and all that. Poverty, beggary. You see that? All these things. Have you found it? And it came to pass, when the children of Israel cried, which is you, out to the Lord because of the Midianites. Now Midianites can also be landlords. Some of you need to understand. All his promises. Do you have a girl? You have a girl? Okay. I am being pushed there, but I am what? You know, we are here, but also we are there. Now that's the privilege of the prophetic man. Thank you, Jesus. Maybe I should. Okay, what? Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of things that we need to put together for your life. Now, but you see again the culture. I don't know whether it's the culture of Kenyans here. When you give them a prophecy, then they disappear. Say, I got what I wanted. No, you need to be under revelation. See, I'm not saying you must. See, you should. I'm not imposing it on you. Because now when some of you get it and then you don't know what to do with it. Yeah, he told me we are going to get married. And then. But prophet, even the guy chucked me. So... And it came to pass. You see, it indeed came to pass. He's not just saying things. And it came to pass when the children of Israel cried out to the Lord because of landlords, jobs, loans, troubles and all that, being denied visas and all that, sacked and chucked and abandoned. They leave you in the house alone with a kid. That girl there. You see that? I need to pay close attention today with the things the Holy Ghost has sent us to do and to say unto you and to impart. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We shall come back to this. Thank you, Jesus. Give me where is it, you know, the Queen of Sheba? Is it Judges 10 or something? I don't know. Thank you, Jesus. The Queen of Sheba visited Solomon. First Kings 10. Now, when the Queen of Sheba, follow very, very closely. When the Queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Prophet Roni. Okay, you want me to save Solomon, okay. Because some of you, that actually really makes sense. You'd rather say, no, it's, the Bible says Solomon. Why are you putting yourself there? You see, we are bringing this to light. You understand? Please don't read these words as though they were in the past. You, the backbencher, I need to sort out your family issues a lot. You, that car, whatever. A lot is going on, and I'm seeing it. I've been seeing it for quite a while. I hope the next time you bring your sister, and then we sort you out. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. A lot, by the way. A lot. I need to sort out. Otherwise, what? Scattered and separated and all that. So now when the Queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon, I'm still seeing fights. Okay. Concerning the fame, I mean the name of the Lord, she came to test him with hard questions. Is he a prophet? Serious? Maybe he has connected to what? Government guys. You see? She came to Jerusalem with a very great. Can you imagine this? With a very great retinue. With camels. Can you imagine this? Notice it doesn't say wunga. Because to you know, most of you, wunga is the thing. When it goes up, you cry. Do you know it's because you don't have an option? But today we are making you have an option. When it goes up, there's rice here. You know, the Lord, every time you come here, he's trying to pull you into a place of abundance. Actually, the Lord is abundant. He doesn't want to share it alone. That's why he says that whoever believes, you will enter that space. And in all things, boyfriends are abandoned. Girlfriends are abandoned. Okay. Not many, many, I want. We're talking about abundance here. Some of you are pretending that there are no cute girls around. No, I don't want to see. No, that's not sinning. You see? You see? No, you just look around. You'll see the creature. Okay. Not creation, but the creature. You see? And I'm not joking. Some of you are already ripe, but you are just looking the other side. What? Even if they chucked you, you look across. Look across the road. Let me tell you the revelation there. Whatever it is, there's always something better. Now, I'm not saying you married ones now. You start to look what? To look beyond and what? You see? Man. The things you can see in the spirit, about most of you, many times I choose to keep quiet like this. And some of you have met one-on-one and you squeezing me. to say things that, that I want. You see? Some of you meet on the street. Prophet, tell me, will I get married? But now, man, when I look, it's actually you is really what? No, I'm joking now there. So, she came to Jerusalem with a very great retinue, with camels that bore spices. Can you imagine this? Spice tea, Not kama kawaida. For every time you go to the restaurant, kama kawaida. Even dawa, kama kawaida. You put some mint, man. Can you imagine mint actually costs 20 boba? You're counting wunga. Wunga also was what? Put up. So you are not surviving the spiced water. But some of you are saving religiously. You don't know that, okay. That one, I would have, remained with just a few of you. So let me say. Very much gold. Can you imagine this? Dime. Mula. The Canadians call it dough. Gold and precious stones. And when she came to Solomon, she spoke with him about. Said, what did he say? She spoke with him about all that was in her heart. Continue down. It gets interesting, yeah? So Solomon asked, as you said, but you see, it's dangerous to prophesy to what? To some people. Maybe I should start from here. What? Hallelujah. No, shall get a day, and all we are doing is what? But again, beyond the prophecy, there's also an engagement. Let's first kill off some bondages. I suffocate the bondage of smoking in the name of Jesus. The bondages of drinking in the name of Jesus. I suffocate them. Now, don't feel bad because we're talking about it in the name of Jesus. Because some of you have been tied, captured already and imprisoned because of those things. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Pray in other tongues. Father, we suffocate and suppress all spirits that bring bondages in the name of Jesus. Because I see it a lot around. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now you who is greatly into that, I want you now to believe that you are being set free. Nothing shall actually capture you somewhere. Thank you, Jesus. You'll not become a nuisance. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. All bondages regarding that. Smoking and drinking in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Now it is done. Amen. You are set free. So Solomon. Okay. So Prophet Ronnie. So Prophet Elvis. Okay, put your name there as well. Answered all questions, all her questions. Can you imagine you're seated in the board? Those boardrooms and whatever. And you are answered, and you don't know where the answers are coming from. But because you carry something called the Spirit of God, do you know nothing can be hidden in the Spirit? Okay. There was nothing. So, you see, can you imagine you just look at, you see, there was nothing so difficult for the king that he could, that he couldn't explain it to her. Go down. And when the queen of Sheba had seen all the wisdom of Solomon, the house, yeah, that he had built. Look at this. Eh? Look at where we are. Eh? Isn't it beautiful? Eh? And you know it's getting better and better and better. Eh? Some of you need to understand. Eh? But even if you give, even if you don't, eh? You'll be there keeping your command. You see, eh? You'll miss out. We shall be like, you'll stop somewhere. Eh? Some people stopped in what? Agro House, others at Clarion, others KICC, others somewhere. I don't know. See? But we are still going. Nothing shall stop us. Eh? So if nothing shall stop us, so nothing also shall stop you. Eh? Yeah? Because we share in the same rivers. You see, I want you to share that as well. So he says, the food, the food on his table, not just wunga. The seating, the order. I know some guy told me here that a few days ago, that man, for him, he was attracted by the beautiful girls around. So it kept on coming. I won't mention the name. Somewhere around what? So, so man, when this lady saw things, she said, "Hey, man, look at what she says as well." And you see, I'm speaking those in effect of what is happening here, but also what is happening with you. You baffle them, they will not actually understand you. And you see, she started by saying, "I used to hear. I heard." But you know, somewhere she says something very, very interesting. She says, the food on his table, the seating of his servants. Can you imagine that? The comfort. We're talking about the comfort here. You can as well say the sleeping. Not just the sitting. Man, you sleep like a baby. What? Some of you sneak in and sneak out of your houses. You shall not be like that. You see, I'm speaking things in effect. It's up to you how you relate with what we are saying. Because what we are saying, these are not just mere stories. And we are saying things in effect. It's up to you. Yeah? Whether 44 or 45. Yeah? Whether it's 58, what? You know, places here have what? Numbers, what? Have you reached the matter to what? Hey. Can you see 44? Hey. No. Huh? You drive and you take yourself there. Eh? Now some of you, amen, yeah. You drive. Driving is for you, eh? Thank you, Jesus. Just pray in other tongues as we manifest this. Eh? In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Not Vits, not Probox. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Some people are pretending that they don't want cars. Thank you, Jesus. When you cried out because of the rain, because of border borders and what, stealing your phones and what, the Lord brought unto you a prophet. Thank you, Jesus. And we make things manifest very quickly. Hallelujah. There's a quickening in the spirit that is making things happen very, 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 very fast. Hallelujah. Do you believe it now? Hallelujah. Must I also say that you must not get that car on loan? Hallelujah. Gifting here, gifts there, what? Ah, thank you. Okay, so. If I were you, I would really engage certain things. Thank you, Jesus. So, the seating of his servants. The service of his waiters. The guys who are waiting on him. Can you imagine? Okay, apple. Okay, they bring the apple. Some of you parents, I say, an apple a day takes what? But what also to take these doctors out of this business. Some of you will know it soon later. Okay. You know, there's a power above. Okay. Jesus, his cupbearers, these are bodyguards. Where is Pastor Sam? Okay. Security conscious. And his entryway. Can you imagine? By which he went up to the house of the Lord. There was no more spirit in her. Can you imagine? Go down. Man, this girl was boggled and baffled. Mesmerized, all messed up. They look at you and say, hey, this is the girl. Is it? They will try to lie about you. They will try to what? Yeah, nothing. Can you imagine? Some people actually say, okay, let us see how far she can go. Let's see how far he can go. Those limited esteem. I was there also, but well, let us see. We shall compare notes at some point. You know, a time comes and you are sure of some things. Hallelujah. When the Spirit of God says so, even if you are, what? You see, even if you bring a whole battalion to attack, you remember the man of God, we shall reach there, Elisha. So, a whole battalion, okay. Chop! Blindness. Chop! They don't know where they are. You see, they thought you'd be scattered, but now you scatter them. And you see, the most foolish thing here is actually these are what? These are not even heathens. Because heathens are also running their race. Hard work and what? Those hard work mentalities and syndromes. But now, these things actually are in church. Can you imagine we're still having debates whether someone is false or genuine? Okay. Yeah? Okay, maybe we first talked that you had a girl. Maybe I talked to her. You know, you're just a few. So I think he sits there. By the way, what does he do? Does he have a job? So I think he sits there on social media and he's like, so what? And then he calls them and what? I don't do those things. You see, maybe recently I asked Kathy, about some people that, who are those? Because I would see them at the hub. What? Who are those? And you know, you can actually be like that. They just wake you up. Hey, now you know it. Now the fuel prices have gone up. Hey, okay. Oh, okay. So it has gone up. So how will it affect me? You are pretending that as if you are not living in Kenya. Let me tell you, you can be like that. We can be in the same place, but actually we are not affected by things, by the same things. Please don't be like normal Kenyans. Kama kawaida. Yeah, for us Kenyans, you see, the more you say that, the more limited you get. So you actually, life shall treat you as a normal Kenyan. You are extraordinary. I'm telling you. Don't call yourself off again. Let's get back here. You see now this queen, she comes to meet a king, thinking that they are the same what? I meet men of God, and some of them I say, yeah, let us keep praying for each other, Okay. I didn't know it could go that far, so. There you know that some guy is, what? Because they are used to that. Okay, man of God. Yeah. And also children of God. You pray for them. And then you say, keep on praying. There at that moment, I know that this one has actually missed it. The moment you tell me those things, yeah. Because you see, the reason as to why you've been praying and things have not been happening, then you decide to come to a prophet. At that moment, why don't you call it off? Eh? All these things, yeah, why? But no, keep on praying for me, because this disease, that one, you see, eh? Then you legalize the disease upon you. Eh? There I know that this one has really missed it. Eh? So he says, then she said to the king, it was a true report. Now here she confirms. Eh? The moment she enters this jacaranda thing, what's the hall called? I don't know. Say, wow. Eh? Also, as another guy was mesmerized by what? By, man, your ushers. Eh? You remember the man of God? Eh? Say, your ushers. Eh? The other guy we found in the supermarket. Eh? Man, your ushers. Yet the guy is married. Okay, I'm joking. So, you know. And by then, we're still at KICC there. Eh? The guy looks around and says, oh man, he wants to get mistakes, what? Nothing. Say, ah. They're trying to get mistakes upon your business. Eh? Hmm? But actually, you are booming and booming and booming and booming. Sprouting and sprouting, man. Eh? Blossoming. Can you imagine? Eh? They'll look around. You remember the psalmist? Say, man, the Lord is my shepherd. Eh? And have nothing. Can you imagine? You even search for the disease, nothing. You've called on the Sarah. The Sarah's kind of mentality. She's in 80s there. But now, you know, in some Greek they say, ah, mboko, this is kifalu, eh? This is kiboko. Kiboko to mean you are, eh? They look at you like this, man, eh? Real kiboko, eh? Because you are, yeah, some guys, eh? You are, yeah? It happened. Can you imagine a whole king? Yeah? He would feel kifaru inside there with an 8-year-old. Eh? Some of you don't understand kifaru and what, eh? But the spirit is your hope for interpreting. Eh? You see, eh? Can you imagine admiring? You see, eh? You cannot carry a spirit of death. You can't now start envisioning, you are, yeah, I'll be buried like this. When my face is like what? Please put on red because I love red color. You see now where you are going, eh? After all, I am what? I am I am old enough. Let me. You can't imagine those things. In the presence of God, he says, everything is new. It's fullness of joy. Now, there's no joy in growing old. Eh? Okay. Let me get back here, especially girls. Eh? And you're so conscious. Yeah, what? And then some guys say, no, so you prophet, you also grow old. You see, eh? You know I catch old conversations. Eh? That's why I'm a prophet. Eh? Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Then she said to the king, it was a true report which I had in my own, eh? In my own land. Eh? About your words and your wisdom. Hallelujah. Can you imagine the, okay. Can you imagine the wisdom he had? Eh? Yeah? The wisdom of naming trees. Eh? And we have, for us, we are here prophesying. You see, eh? That's why he said, I'm the greater than Solomon is here. You see, eh? How you deal with us? But is that guy a true prophet? You know, some of you are still struggling with that. Eh? You've seen us in your dreams and what? We come knock even at your door. What? Nothing. Okay. You see, eh? Then she said to the king, it was a true report which I heard in my own land about your words. About your words. He told me a word in 2017. And your wisdom, if you knew the wisdom that causes things to happen in your life, when we prophesy to you, you watch them, those two. However, thank you, Jesus. However, I did not believe the words until now, you see, until I came. So now your business has expanded. I used to hear there's a certain man of God I met. We see you. So guys are peeping it through ventilators. By the way, you're doing a good job. So to him, it's a good job, just. Okay. However, I did not believe the words until I came and saw with my own eyes. And indeed, the half was not. Some of you don't know that we've actually prophesied about many, many, many things in this land. You don't even want to watch it because as you are opening it, you feel what? Some boiling things in your stomach. No, we did it actually. That boy Matiangi, that one, I still see him. Okay. The boy, did you see him? Okay. Maybe tomorrow you can. And indeed, the half was not told me. Your wisdom and prosperity. I wanted him to talk about prosperity. I think this is a prosperity preacher. Prosperity? So to you, actually, prosperity is the big thing. Jesus Christ. Can you imagine the church is debating whether the church should prosper or children of God should prosper or not? Can you imagine that? And we are there. No wonder whatever we are doing, it's not getting anywhere. You see, we start this, a heathen comes and swallows up that business. Because actually you are struggling with a thing called prosperity. He says, I'll prosper you. The plans he has, is to, can you imagine? Your wisdom and prosperity to prosper in health. Perfect health, we call it. There's a wisdom that causes that to happen. And it is here. And it's also greater than the Solomon ones. Can you imagine that? Your prosperity, your wisdom and prosperity exceed the fame of which I had. Go down. And imagine the Lord wants you to be famous. Okay, for starters, you start with the fame of Solomon. Because a greater than that guy is actually here. And the guy actually, do you get the logic? A greater than Solomon is actually here. But even that Solomon guy, people came because of his fame. How much more? How much more? It's up to you. Now, this is what I was looking for. Say, happy are your men. And then he repeats it. There's a reason why he repeats it. He would have said, happy are your men, your servants and what? Said, happy are your men. Yeah? Because they are free of sicknesses, free of bondages. Houses are popping up here and there. Can you imagine that? Transportation is no longer whatever. Yeah? Well, sometimes sometimes I miss those matatus. Because there I would interact with people, but now I'm in my car. Now I'm not saying that I will go there. And I'm not saying that. Also, prophet has attended the metro. Metro and Kenya Mpya. But also there are those of Githu there, eh? Man, there was a day I'd go to visit some place. So some guy told me, no, you can actually, you know, I was going back to Ruiru. Yeah? Yeah? 2017 there. Eh? She said, now we are around commercial there. Eh? So I said, now you can actually, you know, board in installments. You can first start with Githurai one and then what? I said, no. I will go to where I know. Hallelujah. I'm seeing some guys, but we are trying to liberate you. Eh? That's why we provoke you and then you feel the cutting. Yeah. You have to feel it until you let go of some places. Eh? Some people are looking down. don't see me. What, eh? Happy are your men. Mrs. Betty, do you remember a certain person who was still in the Matatu and then the Matatu went up to Juja, eh? So. She told me a story, eh? So, which Pastor Sam confirmed, eh? Because he waited for the person, yeah, what? The food went cold, man. Come then, Juja. Man, eh? The Lord has to remember some people. Eh? So you get out and then sleep at that phone, bag, what? Yeah. A guy who took it, yeah, alighted that one. Can you there? Eh? Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Unhappy. Are these your servants who stand continually before you and hear your wisdom? Hallelujah. But you see, now it goes beyond just hearing. Yeah? Just continuing to what? Come arrange chairs. Yeah, and then yeah. Uh-huh. Put envelopes there. Yeah. Some guy looks at it. Are we giving to man or God? You see, eh? Then you can imagine you have debates. Blessed be the Lord, your God. Now here, it is not our God, general our God, guy, you know, kind of things. Eh? You see, eh? There are things that we shall look at and it is... Your God, God personified here. Paul didn't say, the man of God, Paul, the apostle. Remember, he didn't say that, well, our God, the God you serve and the Jesus I serve, you see, it's the same God. Eh? Yeah? Yeah, it's a God there in Mavuno, also God here. Myself. But isn't he the same God? No, he's actually not. Eh? He said, and my God. There was a way his God was making things happen. Eh? And no man would actually doubt it. Eh? A snake comes by and says, pew, what? You can't imagine it. Eh? And at the end of the day, you think the man was really tough on you, but actually, you send him off with gifts. Remember at what? Island Malta? Can you imagine that? Eh? Because all the sick were healed. Can you imagine? Eh? I wonder which food they were eating because a chief was sick of what? Diarrhea. Jesus. Yeah, you cut. Yeah, put kachumbari, what? No, you have to eat decently, man. You know, you can get used to certain things as normal Kenyans. And then you I'm telling you, you are there, pray for me again. No, you are eating badly. I'm telling you the truth. Eh? Eh? Ever in the clinic, what? Yeah! Begging money. for hospital and what? I'm telling you, some of these things actually, they have to really come to an end. And I told you a trick of how to get there. Go to that place, let's seduce it, sit somewhere. Yeah? Yeah? But of course, you know their soda is much more. Eh? I always start comparing, eh, but in Githurai also, this is the same soda. Okay, it's a joke. Okay, not Githurai, okay, Nyeri. Eh? But isn't it the same soda? No, they are counting on, you know, also, they are thinking, man, eh, that you carry something valuable. That's why actually you've gone there. So don't take your mentalities down there. Eh? But also, you should also stop, you should stop sitting with Kayola. You know Kayola, eh? Kayola is kama kawaida, guys. Eh? What? Man, eh? We've given you a precious word, prophecy. Eh? And then we say, yeah, for me, these are my buddies. No, we've come from afar. This guy was there for me when I was in P4, primary 4, grade 4, what? You still clinging to that? That wants to take you somewhere, man. You guys get it. You cannot come here and actually still your associates are guys, they are. Yeah? Smartly dressed as we are. Man, eh? And tomorrow I heard that we are doing a what? A video for the what? For the most precious music album ever. I promise you. In this nation. Let me tell you, some of you don't believe. But we've come actually. People have come asking questions. Was this done here in Kenya? No. Maybe. He told me something. Right. No, maybe you got what? You got some audios. What yard now? They made it in America there. And then you just sang what? Ask Peter. Ask those guys, whatever. Ask them how we write them and how we start forming them up by the Spirit. So no man will actually say that actually there is a hand of man. Eh? Is the hand of the Spirit. Hallelujah. I told some of you that when I wrote that song, Taken Over, I walked from Kihunguro to Garden Estate. I was completely taken over. Now you can sense the Spirit behind that song. And we are not joking. Eh? I did that. That's why when you're listening to it, you close your eyes and... You're enjoying the beats, man. But beyond the beats, be taken over into his abundant realms where there's no sickness. Yeah. Where there's no chucking. Eh? Chucky and Chaka, those guys. Eh? Yeah? Okay. Until some of you have given up on that place, I said, for me, whatever comes. It's not the whatever comes, man. Eh? You are so precious in the eyes of God. Eh? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's who you are. Thank you, Jesus. Must we also talk about prayer? Eh? Prayer. Remember the fervent prayer. Made by a righteous man. Now, this righteous man is not the guy that actually is accused of lying. Eh? Eh? Okay. The unrighteous guy. Eh? Yeah, that guy is a liar. Yeah, that guy is a cheater and a cheater. What those things? Eh? It's actually beyond that. Eh? A righteous man is a person. Remember when what I told you before? What righteousness means? The life before the fall. Where everything was in right standing with you. Hallelujah. Give me Matthew 14, start from 22. I'll show it to you in a very broad way. Immediately Jesus made his disciples get into the boat. As we send you guys off to go home. You go home, I'll meet you there. And go before him to the other side while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. Now when evening came, which is the dawn, thank you. You see, see it? Now when evening came, he was alone there. But the boat was now in the middle of the sea, tossed by the waves, for the wind was contrary. Now, in the fourth watch of the night, fourth watch to mean the fourth hour, Jesus went to them walking on the sea. Look at what these fellows did. And when the disciples saw him walking on the they were troubled. Say, it is a ghost. So to them, a ghost was the big deal. And they cried, we are going to die. Go down there. And then Jesus came there. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, say, be of good cheer. I feel like I want to do it to some of you. There are some people here who are caught up in the realms of fear. Instead of the realms of love and joy and peace and all that. You think about 9th August. As I said, 9th August. See, today in the salon, there's a girl who wanted to engage me in that thing. I said, no, you wash the head and I go ahead. I'm telling you. And then what? He said, the word, what? And then he said, but do you see Kenyans are corrupt? Now you see, from elections to corruption to all she has is negativity after negativity. Man, you cannot walk like that. Some of you want to be land and aware. No, me, I'm aware what is going on in my country. Much of which that you are catching is negative. You see, so when you look at you and them, there's nothing exceptional about you. You are the same yesterday, today, and what? No, you'll not be the same forever. At least yesterday and today, but for tomorrow will change. Thank you, Jesus. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, be of good cheer. It is I. Do not be afraid. What is happening here is that there is a place you go to pray. Not Karura. A place that springs from the inside of you. I want you to start also making that life, that place, so beautiful. All answers are there. Only that you pray amiss. We want to heal you and say, good, why is this? This is what? There you are praying amiss. You see? So there's a place this man went to. I'm talking about Jesus. To pray. He calls it the mountain. Now that mountain is beyond the physical mountain. You see? You take yourself up into. Now your spirit, first of all, it is rejuvenated. You pray, you know, you start to pray, you know, to pray in other tongues. In other tongues, you're creating that atmosphere. Most of you wonder how we capture things. Some of you are just saying, yeah, it's not going to work there. Raise hands, what? That's why I tell you to actually raise your hands, to be caught up in there. You forget self. You see, a time comes and you make that place so interesting, which you call the mountain. Not the physical mountain. Not the longer note. As though you're going there, Naivasha there, eh? In Ashipai there. You are caught up there. And whatever you come out with, actually you come out walking on water. Can you imagine that? It has to get to that place. Please stop praying amiss. Eh? Stop begging God. Stop pleading. Call it pleading. Lord, I plead what? Okay, some of those things, you leave them to us. Eh? Nation-wise, eh? And international societies. Eh? Eh? But also, you need to cultivate and cultivate that culture. It's a beautiful culture. It's a beautiful culture. And actually, all it takes is your consciousness. Eh? First of all, why am I going to pray? What am I going to pray for? Why am I even here? You understand? Eh? Now you gather yourself together. A time comes, I'll give a personal experience. Eh? I would go to Roy Rudea to pray in 2018. And I would be caught up in two spaces, and I forget that there's even food. It happened to Moses. Eh? Because when I say Jesus, you say, obviously, Jesus, what? You see, eh? I hear some guy tried to do that. Eh? Eh? On the ninth day, they are, whoop! They buried him and they ate rice. Because you see, some guys actually want to do things to prove. Eh? There you will not get it. But also, there's a time, when you set out to pray, what we call now the fervent prayer, forget about even the time. Eh? You see, eh? Don't set alarms. Eh? That now, at the whatever, the alarm goes off and no. There you are limiting yourself into entering some places where you will actually see God. Eh? See God. Men have seen God. Eh? No. Even John looked at him at the back and then he went blind. You see, eh? You can concoct all that you want. Men have seen God. Men have heard God. How can I hear him and I don't see him? Okay. You know, doubting Thomas says, you can see Jesus. He's not far away from you. It's not by just mere sensing and reading about him and then go. And then you attend a church where they say the Apostles' Creed. I believe in a Holy Catholic Church and the Protestants that died, but now we believe. You see, eh? What are you catching on? Eh? And then some of you are sitting there listening to a guy, I believe in the Holy Catholic Church. Eh? You see, a waste of time. Eh? God is not into our Apostles' Creed. Eh? You will not find him there. Actually, that's why he said that you are reading about me and he came out of those scriptures a long time ago. And I'm here, but you can't see me. Apostles' Creed. And now, you know, you remember the guy. Eh? Every time he would reach the altar. Then I said, man, if it is too sweet for you, that altar place, whatever, kiss it like an Italian. Mwah, eh? So, I got disturbed. I felt like man slapping the guy on the bum bum. Eh? At least to go kneel there. Eh? I have a problem with those things. Eh? Because men are stuck there. Let me also tell you something. The greatest disease you could ever suffer from, eh? It's actually not cancer, it's not malaria, it's not diabetes. I'm telling you the truth. Those things are just, you know, you see, eh? But the most terrible disease is actually called religion. Eh? Religion. That thing, it can blind you, and all you see. No wonder it has also affected, you know, people seeking for jobs. Eh? Now I'm speaking in effect. Eh? Yeah? The only job you know is restaurants. You see, eh? Let me go and wait. You know, now that's bondage. Yeah? Now that's religion. You are swimming in religion and you don't know. And also, it makes you think that whatever you studied for, degrees and whatever, that's how far you can go. Religion will make you think that you can only go far. Those are the real signs of religion. You are swimming in religion. This is my disease. This is my disease. Religion, that's religion. Eh? It is the real smokescreen, again we repeat. The real smokescreen of the devil. A lot of you, and I'm not joking, have known God through the prisms of religion. That's actually why people are stuck in the Apostles' Creeds. I'm telling you, Paul is actually really looking at you like this. Look at this Pharaoh here. And then you waste a lot of time. You even study it and cram it and what it did as that. But you still remain poor. You still walk on foot, yet you're a king. I'm talking about matatus. Especially dirty ones and have cockroaches and what. Eh? Even if you cut it off and you don't say cockroach and you say crotch, it's still a cockroach. I say crotch. And you know cockroaches actually live in dingy, dirty places. That is their attraction. Before you know it, those rodents come. And then the sitting room becomes the playground. Choo choo. Is it the jelly guy? The jelly, eh? Some of you have never watched that kind of thing. Eh? It's good to watch and laugh. Eh? Man, the Lord laughs. Eh? Some guys are serious. Oh! The Lord jokes. Some of you don't know that the Lord jokes. Eh? The Lord. Because all you have actually imagined him is that he's holding a matchstick in his left and then in his right. A matchbox and a matchstick. Whatever you do wrong, chwa, chwa. That's not God then. Sinners in the hands of an angry God. Those things. Yeah, we are all sinners. Please don't have the consciousness of sinning. It's religion to think like that. You get it. The greatest fights that Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who is still alive today, who resurrected and ascended, the biggest fights actually he had were with Pharisees, religious pharaohs. He would go to prostitutes and they are just laughing, and man, they are sharing, man, does he what? If that really happened. Eating nyama. You see, But now every time you would actually counter Pharisees, the Pharisee church. And it's so absurd that actually the church is still moving like that today. They think it's just now know what you do and what you have not. What? No! And you know, he knows how to throw that into men. He throws religion, and then in your backyard, he's really constructing a building. And then you go around after like 5 years, you go and actually seek a job. He knows how to do that. And he's so subtle. It is so deceiving. Please leave religion alone. But anyway, every time you come here, that you know, those scales of religion fall off one by one, one by one. You see, religion will make you think that you can never travel, or you are rejected. You never mount to anything. Even that business will die because Chris Kirubi also tried it and it failed. It actually makes you think like that. Religion will make you, tomorrow you're going to die. And then all of a sudden you start now looking into your graveyard. And then also you survey the graveyard. Bury me from here, bury me here. That's religion. I don't want you to be caught up in those stupid, foolish things. Religion. Yeah? You look into what? 9th August. I see bloodshed. You see, eh? Predictions of religion are always dangerous and negative and whatever. You see, eh? You see, eh? Do you know? Only that I didn't tell you, eh? Those price fluctuations, eh? I saw them when I was at the coast when I went to pray. And I saw the guys who were actually behind it. Only that now I said, if I said this to them and the guys behind it, I might lose 3/4. And so I didn't want to sound biased and all that. So that one I kept it. But now, some of you follow those things. You see leakages here, leakages there, whatever, how they constructed it. Don't be fooled. Every voting, again, I repeat, every voting is, God is not democratic. Heaven is not democratic. Yeah? Actually, heaven can be biased about you, eh? If you don't know. If you enter its space and you're trying to hinder the agendas of God. Eh? Yeah? Heaven has hierarchies. Eh? There are guys who are favored and more favored. Eh? No, all of us are the same before the Lord. That's a big lie. It's a big, big fat lie. I'm telling you. I'm telling you the truth. Eh? The kingship he's talking about is you when now you are embedded into the rivers of salvation. You understand? Eh? Now there, you begin to smell like him, to walk like him. You begin now, your talks also change. Certain things now start to change around you. You see that? Hallelujah. But immediately Jesus spoke to them saying, be of good cheer. Now you see, when he went to pray, whatever he came back with, can you imagine? It was to actually, it prompted him to walk on water. He could do anything. He could tell, now you get out of my way, and the person actually went. 2 days ago, I think, maybe let me first say this. At some point, even when, you know, when we have gathered, at some point it's, partnership meetings. Yeah? Shame upon you, who doesn't come. Eh? And you are just there. Eh? But I think these guys want money. Money. The finance person will talk about those things. Now, it shines on some days when we gather. Some of you might never know what really causes that to happen. There's a wisdom beyond that which actually names cedar trees. Eh? Talking about Solomon's wisdom. Okay. Now, are you trying to say that Solomon is a bad guy? Whatever he would. I'm telling you. That's why he said the greater than Solomon is here. There is a way that person who was greater than Solomon was actually operating. We're talking about the new Adam. That's Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In that moment, when you come from whatever, from wherever, you can also manipulate things. He realized, he knew that water is under my feet. He could not see himself drowning in loans. He couldn't. I want you to capture these things. Eh? Otherwise, you'll actually be there moving. What? So can you imagine? Eh? Even said, no, God, if you give me a better job, I'll be able to pay the other, whatever. But also, there's a wisdom that actually stops those loans. Eh? The wisdom when we look at you like this and we see that, man, you are sinking deep in what? In loans. Eh? I say, now enough is enough. Now, that thing, I stop it indefinitely. Okay. Miracles concerning that, you shall see them. whether it be 1,000 billions, I'm telling you, indefinitely. And then you call the guy, say, I'm no longer interested. Actually, that's what they will say. I'm no longer interested. You eat your money because you're suffering. But do you know what is really standing before you? That's why the Queen of Sheba said, man, happy are those. She could see happy people. You know, actually, the happy people that she's actually seeing, they are just eating yama, what? Having tea with prophet. Prophet, he has just left. Yeah, if you go 5 minutes, you will catch him. You see, some of you, we come impressing ourselves unto you. Yeah? Many times the Lord will tell me, now I want you to go to this place, you find a guy like this. Then we pass there, shoo, and they say, that's prophet. Okay. Yeah, by the way, he has just passed here. Eh? And yesterday I had him in my dream. Well, I don't know what it means, but a lot spiritually is really happening. Eh? There are promptings that you need to enter into. Do you know we don't just come? Eh? At least you've never seen us naked. Eh? Oh, he has come. Night runner. You see? Eh? But also some of those dreams can actually be inspired of the devil. Eh? Some of you don't know. It's just a dream. You have like a dream which was so negative and still bothering you. You pray in other tongues and rebuke those demons right away. And please take some time. And feel, until now you feel it on the inside of you, which is the real bosom, the heart. The heart, not this heart, the heart. Hope you've gotten that. You know, some of you are taking these things casually and then you go back. For me, when I go to Ushago, I go where they start the Apostles' Creed. Jesus immediately spoke to them saying, be of good cheer. Now I'm telling you, be of good cheer. Eh? You can't operate like them. Eh? You can't just operate like them. Eh? Can you imagine to be of good cheer? At a certain point he says, delight in the Lord. And then he will give you the desires of your heart. He didn't say fast and pray for 40 days. Those are yours. In as far as fastings are concerned, those are yours. You can as well delight. Maybe delighting is really to pray and fast and whatever. Again, don't pray and fast religiously. Yeah? We have announced prayer. And you see, the church thinks that actually God is moving in those things. Yeah? And then they get a few miracles here and there, whatever. And then they, No. I'm telling you the truth. Do you realize that ever since we started, I've never told you to pray. I mean to fast. By declaration. Next week, we're starting 2 weeks of 14 days and what? January there, we're going to start what? Because I see what? No. Someday you'll realize why we don't say those things. Those things have messed up the church. Eh? You see? Eh? Yeah? Okay, Jesus went for 40. Remember, there were nights and days. Eh? Yeah? Yeah? And then a guy goes, 80. Can you imagine my pastor prayed for... fasted for 80 days. Wow. Is fasting bad? No. But if you do those things religiously, can you imagine we even have them on our calendars? Eh? That in January there, we fast what? For 40 days there. So, but if you are sick, don't what? You see where we're headed? Eh? Foolish things. No, traditions. And I'm telling you the truth. Eh? You be stuck there. A man says, no. But there are children of God I meet. Say, they say, by the way, praise God. They start like that. Eh? They think that's so holy. Eh? It makes them holy. And then their loans will go by that. Eh? But they praise the Lord. The day you tell me praise the Lord again, I will slap you, man. I'm joking. I'll take you instead for nyama, because I will know that your only problem is nyama. Praise God. Praise God again. I'm born again. Jesus Christ. So you think actually that aligns you with God? Speaking politely. May God be with you. And then they say, also with you. No, the Lord is with me all the time. Hallelujah. Eh? How come this guy didn't end with a sermonette? Where it says, all of you, rise to your feet. Apostles Creed first. And you see a guy struggling to cram those things. Man. But we are here. A greater than Solomon is here. To liberate you. You see. Prisms of religion after religion after. And you see these things have also crept in into the what we call the Pentecostal church. And you see, you guys. Until now, you guys have to read us news. First point. Are you writing? Show me your pen. By the way, your hard copy Bible, where is it? Put it up, and then they say things. What? This is my what? And you what? But you know that actually you lied yesterday. You are joking. You can't imagine the church is there. Oh God. For me, I did not know that guy. Where is his hard copy Bible? I think he's a false guy. And then you see us now swiping what? Tabs. There now, what will you see? You see, God. Oh my God. Oh my God. So you see, now the Lord comes out of that prayer. And you need to construct it. Please don't just pray, pray, and then don't make it routine. So I was still telling you a story. Where you cannot really manipulate things. Sometimes I sympathize with England, the English team. In football, whether women and what men. So there is an ongoing tournament of women. So I looked around. I think we were watching it together with her. So I entered, switched on the TV, and it was 1-0. England versus Spain. So I said, I was touched, man. So I went on my way. I think I was showering. So I said, but haven't you? Now, the Lord saw that actually it had bothered me, and he wanted me to be happy. Can you imagine the Lord cares more like that? Maybe man, you had those prophecy. So, it bothered me that man, the English girls we are losing to Spain. Okay, naturally, I don't like Spain. Okay, naturally. No, not the way you think. I'm talking about, football and what. You see? So normally I go for those mediocre guys and what. We power you and then we be happy. So, so look, man. 67th minute, what? Still 1-0, what? So I went and showered. Then the Lord reminded me, why are you feeling like that? Don't you know that you can manipulate that game? Can you imagine it was as simple as that? Now another child of God will say, okay, how does that bring food on my table? How does that bring food on my table? I'm telling you, fantastic stuff, which you can as well use. Do you know you can actually manipulate your health? You cannot start deteriorating on the inside as if you don't know what to do. As if you're not a child of God. You can actually manipulate things. Jesus is showing it to you here. After prayer, he manipulated nature. So this nature here, he remembered as well that actually the first gospel the Lord preached unto men, he said, have dominion. Then he gave you all those things. You can walk on water. You can kill a rat by looking at it. Okay. You can. There is an energy that starts to ooze out of you. And it's beyond a nuclear power. I'm telling you the truth. Call it real manipulation. So, 86th minute. So, equalizer. So then I pretended, watching it with someone, pretended, yeah, I'm enjoying, yeah. But I remembered what. I knew definitely that it would end 2-1. Yeah? Spain, what? Yeah! So the game ended. 90 minutes, 1-1. Yeah? So then we entered what? Extra time, because I think it was quarterfinals. So he entered what? Normally it is extra time is what? 30 minutes. I was going to say 30 a.m. You know everything here is prophetic. In this economy. You see, guys, you see, we are here, man, trying to be cheerful and what? And then the guys are, you see, seniors are what? You see, I'm saying 30 a.m., okay, 30 a.m. Hallelujah! Imagine I didn't say 1 a.m. God, if you give me 1 a.m., I'll go to Ushago. Why are you going to Ushago? To boast around that you have 1 a.m. You, have you eaten? Have. You have. You know some of you are like that. You feel you think you have money. One. And then you start doing weird things. That's when you try also to start drinking. Let me okay, don't feel bad, those of you who are drinking. Okay, I'm not judging you. So first half of the extra time, normally it's 15 minutes. Boom, 2-1. It was even a substitute. So, Then I rested. You see? But I rested while I was in the washroom, in the bathroom, showering. Say, hey, okay. Oh. Then, you see? Then I slept like a baby man. You see? The Lord, this God, he's so concerned about anything about you. Can you imagine? Now, I'll also show you as we end. There was a day when the prophet Elisha prayed for the servant, for the servant's eyes to open. I'm showing you the power of a fervent prayer. It manipulates things. Can you imagine that? Are you there? Said, and Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray, open his eyes. Say, oh Lord, open his eyes. I think the man of God was tired. Open his eyes. So he didn't actually go for prayer. You remember the other lady? Radical Kesha. Going for radical Kesha. And then you miss it. Akesha's bad? No. But if you do not go there in the spirit. Let me tell you, I've been to places. I used to attend some keshas in some places in this nation. Now, I would stand somewhere and guys are clapping by a guy saying that, never name your children Jacob because Jacob means a thief. Who says? Have you ever read it? And then guys actually go to the what? Those white chairs. Yeah! And I'm like, man, I wasn't moved. How can I got out? Say this, here it's better to sleep. You remember, I went up. I snored, yeah. I was caught up with angels. Because a certain guy down there is seeing some foolish things. You see, it can get like that. Oh God. May the good Lord actually liberate you from religion. I'm telling you. So, they start to write summons. They come in a group. Point number one, what? Now, after there, they've actually, whatever, in the middle there, put a joke. And then they are deliberate about that joke. So they think through the joke, that matches what? But man, every time you come here, I see most of you laughing. And some of you actually have, but is that prophet serious? Because you want me to come with robes and what? I say, no. Many times I see your pictures. Some of you, what? Yeah, you are caught up in what? Heavenly is laughing and what? You see? And actually you can tell that this person is laughing genuinely. Because some of you, yeah. Why are you bothering yourself? Why are you pretending? The Lord doesn't want you to pretend. That's why actually he wants to bless you much more. As we end, see? And said, Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see. Did the young man see? Yes. What did he see? Can you imagine when we pray for you here and you mean business with that, you start seeing different things. A person who came here caught up in fear, being chucked or chucked, whatever those things, now you begin to see light after light after light after light. Fervent prayer. Can you imagine that? So you can tell that Jesus didn't actually waste time. Going to what? Hell's gates and hell's flames. Is it what? Man, I feel like pocketing. Religion. Oh, God. The devil is a real smoke screen of that thing. He's hiding there like this. When Adam fell, again, we repeat this. Again and again and again. When Adam fell, what he was handed to relate with God was actually religion. When he fell, before the fall, he was caught up in the consciousness of joy. Rams and rivers of joy. Flowing what? That's why you say, hear the sound of still waters. Man, man. Hear the sound of still. Now, the moment you hear the sound of still waters, that song is Katan Kautanis. It's about to come out. So the moment you hear, if you are able to hear the voice and the sound of still waters, then you are at rest. Because you cannot hear it when actually there is a lot of noise going on. I'm talking about negativity and religion and what? You are chasing after the chaki and now the jackals on what? The chaka, what? That's a lot of noise. Sometimes you are wasting a lot of time. Man, and I'm seeing some guys here. So, when we prayed, the man actually saw. He could not actually see. He couldn't see how he's going to be actually sucked. Or he's being sucked, but actually he continues to earn. Now that's actually what you start to see. Angels. Maybe some of you didn't hear me. Do you know what it means? Angels are ascending and descending. You see, you are sucked and you continue earning even much more. I know that place. I know that place. I've been there. I know it. When I was still working, all I could be actually man conscious of money, how I spend it, what? 15th day I'm borrowing, what? Remember Muhabbatin guy. As we are talking, you who has been stalking others for money, they will stalk you. Don't just say amen, I mean it. I hope now you know how you can engage with that. And we are here, we are full of these things. But now the frustration is most of you don't know how to relate with us. You are keeping money for Wunga because they told us. Yeah, they told us. Hey, they told us. You are joking. I know of a man who declared his own famine in his own land. But he was just eating bag, and you hold the burger like this, not like this. Eh? You know, some of you even have also have to know some etiquette somewhere. Eh? When you hold it like this, the soup will what? Eh? I know some of these restaurants don't give you the napkins and what. So it's a, I know a friend of mine will say, to whom to? Eh? Ah! You see, they don't care. Eh? Remember, blessed what? Restaurant. Eh? Blessed restaurant what? Eh? Where Prophet Elvis went to have tea, some good tea. And I say, hey, can you give me tea? Eh? Sukari meisha. Aye. But this is actually what? Blessed restaurant. Blessed. Now you see that's a lie. Eh? It's a real contradiction, man. Eh? So, blessed. Ah! So, okay, sugar. Ah, imeisha, man. Sukari imeisha. How even? How? How? But you see, blessed. That's why we entered. A blessed person lives in abundance. Whether in health, whether in money, they are always increasing. Never fading. Hallelujah. Actually, it should bother you when you start to fade. Eh? You see, it should actually bother you. Eh? Then the young man saw. The young man saw. The young man saw. And he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of. Their cupboards were full of rice. You begin to envision that. Yeah? Yeah? That's why he says, even though I walk, even if this cat disease is impressing itself on me, even though, he caught that up in the spirit, even though as I'm moving around, you see, I'm doing this for the second time. I don't know why, but I know why. Eh? You see, even though I walk through the shadow, even though I walk, whatever shadow is trying to impress itself on you, even though, this, don't see yourself as I'm finished, I'm dead, I'm what. Don't, even though. Then he ends by saying, ah, goodness and mercy shall do what? By the way, at some point it comes actually chasing you down. Where are you? Have your 2M here? Where are you? Now 2M is just what? For starters, to buy Wunga somewhere. Do you know what I can do with that what? I can go to Shagan, build my whatever. No. You see, Thank you, Jesus. You see, 2M excites you. Okay. You are seated in the realm of abundance. How you relate with it is up to you.
We are such a nation. Mighty privilege to hear the voice and know the heart of God. Through our father, Prophet Ronnie Kaboma. Purpose, to follow us on all our social media platforms at Prophet Ronnie Kaboma and at limitlessworship.ke. Join us this and every Friday at Limitless Worship Fellowship. Come, let us be in one accord as we experience a glory like no other.